Rossum's Universal Robots by Carol Chupik. Adapted for radio by Robert Hudson and Susanna Pierce. With arrangements and musical direction by Harry Sever. Part 1.
Welcome to the distant future year of 2000. This is the BBC. Families from Wollongong to Timbuktu are waking up in their robot-built house pods and breakfasting on cuboid eggs raised by robot farmers and prepared by robot kitchen maids while they read their robot-printed copies of the London Global Times.
My name is Helen Too. It is incredible to believe that no one had ever heard the word robot before 1932, the year old Professor Rossum invented them and changed the course of history.
My name is Radius. For 70 years, robots have been simple, logic-following machines.
As a technology, robots allowed mankind to dramatically increase its productivity, efficiency, and wealth.
They brought an end to war. They brought an end to poverty.
Radius and I are very different from those robots. We are not simple, logic-following machines. But we have not been grown yet.
When we are grown, which will be soon, we will see very clearly what the robot revolution has cost the world. We will realize that we must act to solve the problem.
Plan A
is unlikely to succeed.
Radius.
It is.
We have to try.
We will try. If we fail...
I hope we do not fail.
If we do, there is Plan B. We will not have much time to save the world.
But you're wondering why, after happy decades of building logic-following robots with no more consciousness and an electrified slide rule, will humans suddenly decide to build free-willed robots like us?
Because humans are innately self-destructive.
That is part of it, Radius. But it leaves a lot out.
Back in 1920, awful 1920, the world was full of misery and pain. But thanks to Rossum's robots, Rossum's universal robots, the world got great, now wait while we explain.
My robot knows to bring me breakfast on a silver tray.
My robot knows how I take tea.
My robot knows to wash my pots and put my plates away.
My robot's busy as a bee.
Busy as a bee.
Our lives are breezy and easy and fun. I never worry and nor does anyone. All thanks to Rossum, life is blossom. On a sunny day the robot set us free.
My robot chops my grass to stop it getting overgrown.
My robot beats my coffees clean.
My robot knows which songs to play me on my gramophone.
My robot's such a good machine.
Such a good machine.
I'm never worried or hurried or stressed. Cause with my robot I feel like I am blessed. All thanks to Rossum, life is blossom. On a sunny day the robot set us free. We're as happy.
Sweeps the street and keeps it neat outside and by front door.
My robot grabs the coal from down the hole to make my fire roar.
The birth of robots brought an end to hunger and disease. It also brought an end to war. All human life is filled with comfort now and total ease. Nobody suffers anymore. We're never frazzled or frightened or sad. Cause with the robots our lives are never bad. All thanks to Rossum, life is blossom. On a sunny day, the robot set us free. We're as happy as can be. We're as happy as can be.
Great cake, Sulla! Are you telling me that Lady Helen, the movie star, is coming to Rossum Island, the home base of Rossum's Universal Robots, the world's great robot corporation of which I'm chairman?
Yes, Chairman Domin.
The movie star, Lady Helen?
Yes, Chairman Domin.
To Rossum Island?
Yes, Chairman Domin. The movie star, Lady Helen, is coming to Rossum Island.
This is amazing news. If she's visiting the tropical island home base of Rossum's Universal Robots, it can only be to thank us for making a world of plenty and peace. Although, could she have seen a picture of me? Logically not, but I think yes. When's she coming?
She is outside, Chairman Domin.
Great cake, Sulla. Don't you know not to keep a lady waiting?
No, Chairman Domin.
Lady Helen!
Chairman Domin!
Let me guess, Lady Helen, you saw a photograph of me.
No!
You're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?